Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Just sounds so depressed.
I am more sad than angry. So, yes, that's accurate.
Oh, no, you're both. No, you're both. I feel that the road to recovery is to admit what the truth really is. We've got a lot of people listening right now that don't think, they're not buying what you're saying. You can be straight with them. You're a depressed mess. How's that? No?
Sort of, sure.
All right, Tim McCarver passed away today at the age of 81. That's part of our play-by-play call of the day.
My friend, here we are after 18 wonderful years together.
I don't know who's going to replace me next year, but I will guarantee you one thing. This guy will make you better, and I mean much better. And it's been a privilege and an honor to be with you, Joe. And all the talented men and women behind the scenes throughout the years. 34 years ago, my obligation shifted from the field and the players to the booth and to you, the viewers. Fairness and accuracy and honesty have always been my goals, along with teaching you something you may not have known about this great game. I hope I've achieved those things. Thank you very much.
You know, I'll say this as we say goodbye. You know, I speak on behalf of Major League Baseball. I know everybody at Fox when I say thank you for the credibility you bring us night after night in October. Personally, I will tell you that as a kid in our first World Series back in 1996, scared to death, scared out of my wits, fearful of being found out as some fraud, as some broadcaster's kid getting a chance to do it, I looked to my right and I knew that I was covered because of you. Just as my dad knew I was covered because of you. All those goals you had that you just talked about, you achieved them. You're the best to ever do this in this sport, and it has been an absolute honor and a pleasure over these 18 years, 16 World Series. You are the best, and I love you. I love you like a brother. I love you like a best friend, and thanks for all that you've brought into my life, both in a booth and outside a booth.
Ditto.
Well, here it is. We celebrate the Boston Red Sox here in 2013, and for the final time.
So, Tim McCarver, look, great catcher, you know, the mechanics of it, good hitter with the St. Louis Cardinals, where he won two titles with the Cardinals in 64 and 67. And then with the Phillies, where he was Steve Carlton's catcher for years and his spokesperson for years. And I think in part being Steve Carlton's spokesperson after games helped send him in the direction of being the broadcaster he ended up being. This is something I said when Tim McCarver was broadcasting. So I'm not speaking at, we're all sentimentally looking back. No, I'm going to give you the exact words or thereabouts that I used when he was actually still on the air. And I've always said that the best analysts, and Jack Ham and Dick Girardi are the definitions of that, are the ones that when the game is over, the viewer or the listener knows more about the game. Okay? That's what it comes down to. And that's what Tim McCarver did. And I said that about Tim McCarver when Tim McCarver was still on the air. So, this isn't one of those sentimental, well, he's gone now, and so we're going to say nice words. No, that's exactly what I said when he was doing the job. And that's, to me, what he did. I thought he was great at it. Didn't mean he's perfect at it. My goodness. I mean, except for the that one guy on Friday night that we have. I mean, nobody's perfect at these jobs.
S-U-I-T. That spells suit-a.
Thinking more about the chief, actually, now. Oh, goodness. All right. So, now we get the wrestling passion question of the day. Harold, should the Big Ten or Penn State try to monetize wrestling? Maybe a weekly match, ESPN2, with them carrying the national tournament. Fair question. In all likelihood, not going to happen. I know that you think I understand where this comes from. It comes from two things. I think there is a perception that when you see a Penn State-Iowa dual meet sell out the Jordan Center and then on TV get 388,000 viewers, that and then find out that the program, for whatever, however the money is done, it comes out expenditure versus revenue, lost $1.2 million. Okay? So when you see the sellout with Iowa, you see the 388,000 viewers, but then you also hear the $1.2 million loss for the program, fans start thinking about, well, there's got to be a way to make up for this. Number one, the Big Ten Network has the rights to Big Ten regular season wrestling. They have the rights to it, just like they have the rights to Big Ten hockey. They have the rights to Big Ten women's basketball. You're saying, well, then why did ESPNU carry the men's basketball game the other night? Because the Big Ten has a contract for football and men's basketball with ESPN, as well as BTN, as well as Fox and Fox Sports 1. That's for football and basketball. They have that. That does not carry over at all to any of the other sports in the Big Ten. So BTN has the right of first refusal on anything like that because there's not a contract with that. And that contract with BTN extends for a long period of time. And there is no contract after this season between the Big Ten and ESPN on anything after this year. So there's not going to be a weekly match or a match of the week for the Big Ten or Penn State in wrestling on ESPN. There was one matchup this year on ESPNU. I think it was Oregon State, but that was it. But no, that's not going to happen. And to be honest with you, ESPN's not going to pay for it. They're not going to pay for it. They have the national tournament, which is part of the overall deal. Now, do you want separation? Is it possible to separate the wrestling national championship when the contract runs out? Which is what the women's basketball tournament wants to do when the contract runs out. Women's basketball and wrestling and all the others are all lumped into this 87 sport national championship model with ESPN having the rights. So the question would be is, can they separate them out? You can separate it out once the contract runs out, because I'm ESPN. I'm not sitting there going, hey, we need to renegotiate this part so we separate it out. It's not worth it to them. Not even remotely close. I mean, for every Penn State-Iowa dual meet you're talking about, when Penn State wrestled Ohio State, for example, somebody said to me, boy, they're going to get 1 million viewers for that. This is what, I don't know, a week, 2 weeks ago. And I said, they're not even going to get 150,000. They got 122. I mean, that's not the audience they're looking for, to be frank with you. I mean, there are a lot of years, for example, with the NIT. The NIT, OK? Okay, not the NCAA tournament. The NIT has outdrawn the NCAA wrestling finals. That's not an incentive, unfortunately, to sit there and monetize Big Ten wrestling and Penn State wrestling. Now, in certain moments, like Penn State, Iowa, it's great, but here's the problem you have. You know what the reaction I got out of the Penn State-Iowa dual meet was? I got two reactions out of it. One was, Penn State won, it was great, what a show. All true, right? I thought it was a great show. I thought it was a great crowd. It was a great atmosphere. Penn State was terrific. That was one. Now here's the other one I got. And this is from casual fans, not from the diehard, from the casual fan. Boy, wasn't a lot of scoring. That's the casual fan. I did not say it's the diehard. So please, you got to understand, what's the difference between a really good rating and a great rating? And you've heard me say this 1,000 times, but I'll just repeat it. Let's see if Matt was even listening. What's the difference between a good rating and a great rating? Attracting the casual fan. If the casual fan is watching Penn State, Iowa, and again, I had casual, okay, diehards tell me all that amongst ourselves, talk about all that, but I also talked to a bunch of other people who said, boy, not a lot happened in that thing. I'm just telling you what they told me. I did not say that. But remember, it was a dual meet where Iowa, it was almost like Brian Ferentz was coaching their offense. Oh, come on. That was a good one.
Oh, by almighty!
You didn't like that joke?
Oh, I thought that was fair. That was exactly right. Very right. Accurate.
But Iowa, literally after 149, did not score a single offensive point. And except for Roman Bravo Young, Penn State up to 149 did not score any offensive points. You realize that? And remember, I've been talking about basketball, about Wisconsin. I mean, Wisconsin won a game the other night in basketball. The final 10:45 of the game, Wisconsin did not hit a shot. And I told you, I was on the Illinois Network when we were talking about the Big Ten and how many teams the Big Ten could get in. And I said, look, the games are played too much in a phone booth right now. There have been too many games where it's been 21-16 in halftime. So believe me. So in basketball, I've talked about this. Right? People want to see flow. They want to see scoring. And Penn State is a dynamic wrestling team. They do everything they can as a program and style to advance the sport. Okay, and I've said 1,000 times, Iowa does nothing to advance the sport. Oklahoma State does nothing to advance the sport. Michigan and Ohio State do nothing to advance the sport. They all wrestle defensively all the time. And no offense, that's not entertaining to the casual fan. And Harold, that's the big problem. I'm sitting in an ESPN office. All right, I want to see action. I want to see something that's dynamic. Right, and the Penn State wrestling program is dynamic. Okay, they take chances, they go for throws, they're going for shots all the time. The problem is the people they're wrestling don't. And so, would it be worth it for them to carry it with the national tournament? No, they'll throw all their eggs into the national tournament basket. The Big Ten's already locked into BTN anyway, so you're not going to get a package with ESPN, because I don't think ESPN, to be honest with you, that's just the way it is. And again, those are the two reactions I got. That was great. That was awesome. That atmosphere was beyond tremendous. Penn State won. Penn State wrestled great. Penn State, you know, ran them out in the last, you know, the last how many five bouts of the night. I mean, that was the reaction, right? And then there was the flip reaction from people who like sort of watch it, and they were like, "Boy, a lot didn't happen in that thing." And I'm talking, that's the reaction of the casual fan. But that casual fan is the key to getting more people to watch. That's the key. And I'm just being realistic here. I mean, he asked a really good question. And it's not something that, I can tell you, it is not something that has never been discussed before, because it has been discussed before. But part of this is that they are currently locked up but Penn State's rights, for example, are locked in with BTN. And even, I think, BTN ended up doing 4 Penn State dual meets this year. And ESPNU did 1, so that's 5. And, of course, you got the Big Ten Wrestling Championships coming up, which will get a good rating. It'll be good. But we just went through an entire segment about the Pac-12, how ESPN wants to be very selective now on what they want to do and what they want to bring in and how much they want to pay for it. Their eggs are right now being squarely put into the NBA basket. It's probably not the answer Harold was looking for. But unfortunately, that is the answer. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment. Great to have you with us today here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. 3 dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
I've mentioned it before. Char Morette Curtis and I went to Penn State at the same time, and that's where I got to know her when she was playing both field hockey and lacrosse for Jillian Rattray. And then eventually she became the head coach at Penn State, and she decided yesterday that her 39-year coaching career would come to an end. She is a gem on and off the field. She embodies everything that's great about Penn State. She's a great friend and a great coach. Just a great coach. In fact, she got Penn State into the Final Four this year. Has always given everybody else credit, but she has been the mainstay the entire time. And I sent her a 3-word text yesterday. And
The three-word text was a true legend. U.S. Olympic bronze medalist. Had to endure the 1980 Olympic pullout. Stuck with it. Got to Los Angeles, won a bronze. And a great coach here, and an absolute credit to this university. Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame member. On and on. So, Shar, congrats on an awesome career. Right? I know you'll still be around, but I'm going to miss the fact that you will be coaching. I will say this, to her credit, you always want to leave something in a better place than when you started. Shar has done that. They've got the new facility coming up. They're coming off a Final Four. She has left it in a better place than when she started. You hanging in there? You doing all right?
I'm good.
I'm getting texts from family members. They're worried. That was your dad's birthday, by the way.
It was a lot of fun. It was good.
Reliving the game? I'm sorry.
Not really, no.
Yeah, everybody's afraid to talk to you about it. That's why.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Q, it's 11 and 15 Hummel's Wharf online, sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory with great warranties, fabulous pre-owned inventory with Sunbury Motors guarantee, and a great service department led by fabulous technicians that get the job done. Keep that life of that vehicle going every day. All at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf online, sunburymotors.com. I did mention that I made my way in this morning about 6 a.m. to watch the workout today. This is what the coaches picked out is what I saw today. So it's really going to be no different. Safeties, Anthony Poindexter picked out Zaki Wheatley, and Wheatley had a really good morning all the way through in watching him. Running backs, Jaywan Sider went with Tyler Holsworth. Holsworth was consistently winning every drill I saw today. Colin Dinkins was the corners. Okay, player of the day. Up front, Adisa Isaac. John Scott picking out Adisa Isaac this morning for the work that he did. Manny Diaz. It's interesting. I will preface this. The first workout in talking to a couple of people, Tony Rojas won the first workout. But the last three have all been won by this guy. And they said they thought he was a little tired the first day coming back. And they say he has been nothing but on a roll ever since with everything, including this morning. I'm watching him this morning. I thought, boy, does he look terrific. And that's Curtis Jacobs. Curtis Jacobs was really good this morning. And Manny picked him out, and he should. And, it's very impressive. Marcus Hagans, guy that every time I watched him this morning, he was winning a lot of stuff, and that was Trey Wallace. Jerry Cross, Ty Howell's pick, a tight end. Phil Troutwine's pick, an offensive line. And I was really anxious to watch this guy work out this morning, and he looked really good, and he kind of walked out of there going, that's great. It was Olu Fashanu. Okay. Special teams, Alex Paquetta. And the quarterback, Mike Yurcich, picked out Bo Prabula. Bo always does well in these things, but Bo's 4 for 4 now. And he is all effort. They're all effort out there, believe me. But Bo does really well at these things. So it at least gives you an idea. And that matches up with what I saw. You know, I was anxious. There were a couple guys I was anxious to go in and see this morning. You know, one was Olu. You know, how's he doing? And the other one was just a guy like Curtis Jacobs. I always find to be intriguing because he has a chance. He's coming back for a fourth year. I think he has a chance to be just a great player this year. Yeah. So, yeah. That was this morning. I might go next Wednesday. Wednesday's a travel day, but we don't travel till later that day. It's one of those where I can go and then I can go teach class afterward. And then I will definitely go one more time on the final week, but it's going to have to be on the Tuesday because there is no way that I'm going to do a game at Northwestern at 9 o'clock at night and get back at about 3 o'clock in the morning and go, hey, I'm going to go to the 6 a.m. No. I'm dedicated, people, but I'm not. I got to be smart about life, too. Okay? I do have to be smart about it. So. All right. You know, we talked about Char. We talked about Tim McCarver. We talked this idea that the Big 12 could get Colorado, Utah, Arizona State is intriguing. And the problem is going to be that it's going to leave Oregon and Washington looking around saying, what do we do now? Please, and don't, you know, and I don't want to hear about Stanford and Cal. Look, they're great. There's no doubt. Are they great academic institutions? Yeah, no doubt about that. And I don't want to hear about all Stanford's national championships. It's great in each individual sport. But the TV networks don't sit there and go, hey, that's great. They won the national championship in pick sport. Hey, that's good. That's great. But, you know, they're also a business. They're trying to make money. What them winning a national championship in pick said sport doesn't mean much to the guys that are, you know, in the front office at ESPN. Doesn't mean anything. Stanford and Cal do not draw well in football. They do not draw well in the ratings. They don't draw well in basketball. They don't draw well in the ratings. They don't do it. And Oregon State and Washington State, if this scenario were to come to fruition, they might be Mountain West bound. And I don't know if the new contracts for the Big 12, I do not know if there's an escalator in there if they go to 16. That's something I did not ask Dennis, but I also didn't have time to ask it either. That was more about time than it was about not asking it. You know, when you get into a situation like that, when you have time and we were going to the bottom of the hour, you're trying to put in order what is important to ask. And then if you can get to something else, that's great. And it always depends on the length of the answer of the person you're interviewing. But that is a big story. And not only that, if the Pac-12 is a shell of itself, do they deserve to have a spot reserved for them in the college football playoff? I mean, if they're a shell of themselves, do they deserve a seat at the table? So instead of having six automatic bids, because there'll be a group of five, Do you go with 5 and have 7? Or when it goes to 16, do you have 5 and go to at-large being 11? I don't know. And what becomes of Washington and Oregon? Well, actually, are technically the two popular ones out there that people would like to get their hands on. But the SEC's not going to. They don't want to do that. They're done. Big Ten doesn't want to do that. The Big Ten had an opportunity at it. And it was, yeah, and he's not incorrect. It was a sticking point. Kevin Warren really, once Kevin Warren got engaged in this thing, again, once Kevin Warren got engaged in this thing, he then wanted to really go for it, and there were others around him saying, hey, look, we got to make this other thing work first. In my opinion, cooler heads prevailed. And the TV networks also told them in no uncertain terms, we're not giving you more money to bring them in. Fox told them that. You know, we're not going to give you more money. You're going to have to divide it up 18 ways. Like, in other words, we already put a lot of money into this thing. As I've said before, you've got to have... Now, again, all the, as Dennis pointed out, and I've pointed this out 1,000 times, but it's worth 1,001 to point out that these TV contracts, you know, with the, especially, you know, I can tell with the Big Ten, are all backloaded. That's where the heavy money comes in. But for the sake of round numbers, let's just take an average out of about $75 million a year with the average. Let's just say that. Anybody you bring in has to bring in $75 million worth of value. They have to at least break even with everybody else. You can't bring in somebody that has a value of $40 million and they're not willing to give you more money to bring them in, and they're going to bring the number down for everybody else. That is not the purpose of this. Right, this is simple math. I mean, you know, you can be junior high educated, high school educated, college educated. Math is simple when it comes to this. Take the number divided by 16, that's your number. Take the number divided by 18, everybody gets less. Okay, math lesson's over. That's what this comes down to. They, you know, the TV networks are not going to say, oh, look, there's two more teams. Here's $150 million a year. No. It's not how it works. Everybody's got their number. They've got it locked in, and they want to see how this works first. And Cal and Washington are sitting there. Excuse me, not Cal and Washington. Oregon and Washington are sitting there, and they are looking around right now saying, I don't know what we're going to do. We are hitched to the wrong wagon. And they're hitched to the wrong wagon by geography. Like Dennis said, he said, you know, there were stories floating around about the ACC with Washington and Oregon. But that's almost logistically impossible. Like the closest school is Louisville? No. And believe me, when you're talking about Seattle, I mean, let's get to the pro teams. The Mariners and the Seahawks. Okay, the Mariners and the Seahawks travel more miles than anybody else among pro teams. Because it's just... that's how far away everybody is. Now, the Kraken, not so much. Remember, the Kraken at least had the Vancouver Canucks right over the border. You know, Edmonton, Calgary, it's okay. It's not as bad for them, especially having Vancouver so close by. But, I mean, that's a big problem for them. Proximity is a huge problem. I mean, their proximity is a huge problem. I mean, do they have a following? Yeah. Do they have a good brand? Yeah. I mean, all these things are true. They have a good following, good brand. But it's not enough of a following and not enough of a brand because, again, the higher the number goes, you know, if, let's just say everything's equal, travel's not a problem, the whole deal, right? No issue. Would Washington and Oregon bring value to the Big 12? Absolutely, because at $31.6 million a year, they're right in the ballpark. Would they bring value to the ACC? Yes, because at $36 million a year, yeah, and they could fit in at $36 million a year, right? But the higher the numbers go, the tougher it is to justify them going someplace else. The numbers are higher in the SEC. They don't have enough brand power for ESPN to sit there and say, hey, they're coming in, here's the extra money to do it. And then ESPN's going to go, no, that's not how it works. Fox, CBS, NBC, they got their numbers. They're looking at it and going, hey, guess what? They don't bring, again, the higher the number is, okay? It's one thing to say, do they bring $31 million worth of value into a conference, like, say, the Big 12? It's a different item to say they bring $75 million apiece value to the Big Ten. They don't. Because the TV networks have already deemed they don't. And I was telling Dennis, that was my understanding. My understanding is that the Big Ten's been told, we're not going to give you more money if you bring them in. You can bring them in, but you're not going to get more money to do it. Okay. And that's enough for anybody to look around and say, nope, I don't think so. That's enough for anybody to sit back that even took one business course in college. We'll tell you, you're not going to do that. All right, we'll wrap it up in a moment. You're doing okay, right? I heard the birthday party was a disaster last night.
No, it was fine. It was fine. It was a good time.
Do you even remember anything from it? Do you even remember one conversation from it last night?
I do, yes.
Other than singing happy birthday. You're not even sure you did that.
No, I'm sure of. I have that documented on tape.
I just feel like in the term the fog of war, you're just like right now, it's dense. Did you go to sleep seeing him grab the jersey?
Yes, actually. All of them throwing the flag. How about that? And several other different scenarios.
That's sad.
Yeah, I definitely had a tough time falling asleep Sunday night.
No, I slept like a baby. I was good. I don't.
No, senor.
I don't have trouble falling asleep. Okay, so yeah, but when I do, right, there's a surefire way where I can put myself to sleep right away. There's this guy that we have on Friday night where you play his greatest hits.
S-U-I-T, that spells SUTA!
Out like a light on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Clear to side, here it goes. Marquette on top. Boom, nearly lost it again in the backcourt. Give him space. Jones. finds a cutting Nungy. Xavier back on top. Marquette with a last look. Jones attacks. Jones off the window. The follow goes. Follow goes. 1.6 Marquette on top. Timeout Xavier.
Marquette won it. They lead the Big East right now. A dramatic contrast from a high school game in Oklahoma on Tuesday night between Weatherford and the Darko. Weatherford won the game 4-2. No shot clock in high school basketball in Oklahoma. Weatherford sophomore C.J. Nixon accounted for all of his team points, going over 1,000 points in his career. Stall ball to an extreme. After Weatherford scored the first bucket, Anadarko proceeded to hold the ball until halftime, not even attempting to take any shots while continuing to pass the ball as Weatherford sat back in a zone. One Anadarko possession in the third quarter lasted almost 7 minutes before officials called a foul. Weatherford would then go up ultimately 4-0 with a basket off a missed layup, giving Anadarko a chance to steal a victory. A three-point attempt at the end of the game unsuccessful. Weatherford won 4-2. The game has led to the renewal of calls in both Oklahoma and nationally for a shot clock to be implemented in high school basketball in order to prevent such stupidity. I use that word myself.
I agree. I am fully 100% for a shot clock in high school basketball.
Currently, 40 states across the U.S., including Oklahoma, do not mandate a shot clock. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's like Bo Nickel and Jason Nall, for example, were calling for either a change to or the elimination of the riding time point because they feel it's leading to nothing happening. They were literally just talking about this 2 weeks ago. That there's got to be a way to get action into the sport. Again, that's the problem with, hey, you've got a high school basketball game like that. Do you want to watch that? I don't want to watch that.